many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 2, 1 to 11. Romans chapter 2, the verses 1 to 11. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them, and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will repay each person according to what they have done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. My theme for reflection is when the mirror finally speaks. When the mirror finally speaks. Some people love mirrors. Others avoid them like a tax collector avoids receipts. But one thing is certain, a mirror never lies. It reflects what is, not what we wish to be. Paul in Romans 2 holds up such a mirror, not to the wicked out there, but to the respectable, religious, morally polished people who deep down believe they can fool others and perhaps even fool God. Paul essentially says, you judge others, but the very things you condemn are hiding in your own pockets. Romans 2 confronts the folly of deceit, the kind of deception that allows some to thrive for a season by manipulation, image building, or moral posturing. Many ride the winds of flattery, scheming, and religious pretense until inevitably the winds shift. Because no matter how clever a person thinks they are, there always comes a day, in relationships, in community, or in the searching light of God, when the facade cracks, the disguises fall, and those deceived begin to see the deceiver for what he or she is, an empty vessel trained to harm, not to heal. Paul's words pierce this illusion. In passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself because you, the judge, practice the very same thing. It is not simply hypocrisy, it is a refusal to face oneself. Augustine of Hippo once wrote, "The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose. It will defend itself." Truth always finds its way out, either through repentance or through exposure. To sharpen this warning, we read Jeremiah 17:9-10, which declares, "The heart is deceitful above all things. I, the Lord, search the heart." We deceive ourselves, but God never deals with illusions. He deals with reality, the real us, not the rehearsed us. And his purpose in exposing hypocrisy is not humiliation, but transformation. The Apostle Paul reminds us, "Do you not know that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance. Romans 2 verse 4. God unmasks us not to destroy us, but to deliver us. Yet the seed thrives because God is patient. Manipulators mistake his kindness for permission, just as the self-deceived presume that because nothing catastrophic has happened, yet nothing ever will. But Paul's warning lands heavily. You are storing up wrath for yourself, not because God is vindictive, but because truth will always have the last word. Still, this passage is good news for the humble. The God who exposes sin also provides righteousness. Righteousness, the righteousness he demands. Jesus steps into the courtroom where we stand guilty, absorbs the verdict we deserve, and clothes us with a righteousness we could never earn. Where deceit enslaves, Christ frees. Where hypocrisy crouches, grace restores. Where judgment looms, mercy stands open-armed. Romans 2 is not a threat but an invitation. Stop running from yourself. Stop believing your own performance. Let God do the surgery your soul requires. For only those who let him break their illusions can truly be healed. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life am I tempted to hide behind judgment, image, or pretense instead of honest repentance? Number two, in what ways have I mistaken God's patience for permission to continue in attitudes or behaviors that do not honor him? And now our practical exercise for the day. Identify one hidden attitude, resentment, or habit you often excuse in yourself. Confess it honestly to God without defense, minimization, or explanation. Ask one trusted Christian friend to pray with you for transformation. Righteous and merciful God, hold up your mirror before us and grant us the courage to see. Strip away every disguise, silence every self-justifying voice, and lead us into the freedom of truth. Let your kindness break our hardness, your light dispel our deceit, and your spirit form in us what judgment alone never could. A humble, Christ-shaped life. Through Jesus, our righteousness and our hope, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.